I'm Haley Williams of the Buffalo Buttes, and you're listening to The Experience Hockey Talk.
And everyone, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for the serious hockey fans. My name is Michael Lamont, and we are brought to you by the Tilkilt Frederick. The Tilkilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilkilt Girls. For more information on Tilkilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is January 23rd. We are in the middle, if you're here in the D.C. area like I am, you're in the middle of the blizzard that is hitting right now. Some Caps fans are calling it TJ Snowshoe, others calling it Snowmageddon 2016 or Snowzilla. But one way or the other, it is not delaying this podcast, so we're going to get right on with it, starting with Caps game breakdown, starting with January 16th when the Capitals visited the Buffalo Sabres. The lineup for the Washington Capitals was Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, and TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Marcus Johansson and Tom Wilson, Zach Sill with Mike Richards and Michael Latta. Defensive pairings were Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Nate Schmidt, and Aaron Ness with Taylor Chorney, with Braden Holtby starting in the net. In the first period, Buffalo got on the board at 10:30 with Philip Ferone scoring his first of the season from Rasmus Ristolainen and Zach Bogosian. Then Mark Pysyk was called for elbowing at 12:14. Then Jack Eichel was called for tripping at 14:13. Then, while shorthanded on the Jack Eichel penalty, Tim Schaller scored at the 16-minute mark, his first of the season, which was unassisted shorthanded. And then Taylor Chorney was called for holding at 18:05. Buffalo went into this first intermission with a 2-0 lead, outshot the Capitals 8-7, out won 11 faceoffs to the Capitals 8, out hit the Caps 9-5. The Caps were 0-2 on the power play, where Buffalo was still in the progress of their first one going into the intermission. This was a horrible period for the Capitals. They gave up 2 goals, one of which was while they were on the power play, and they are just completely out of sync. The Caps need to regroup and go into the second period as if it is a whole new game. Going into the second period, however, at 2:25 into the period, Zach Sill was called for holding. Then at 7:14, Evander Kane scored his ninth of the season from Ryan O'Reilly and Sam Reinhart. Then Philip Verone was called for tripping at 9:29, but then TJ Oshie was called for slashing at 14:30, which on that power play at 15:37, Cody Franzen scored his fourth of the season from Evander Kane and Zach Bogosian. And then Taylor Chorney was called for slashing at 18:50, and then Tom Wilson and Sam Reinhart were both called for roughing at the end of the period. At the end of the second period, Buffalo was up 4-0. Shots were 23-22 in favor of Buffalo. Faceoffs were 22-21 in favor of Buffalo. Hits were 14-12 in favor of Buffalo. The Caps were 0-3 on the power play, where Buffalo was 1-3 with their fourth in the progress. This was just another horrible period for the Caps. They are out of sync, not hitting their passes, playing undisciplined. It's just ugly from it was just ugly for them outright. And you can't blame Braden Holtby, who was pulled after the third goal for this one. He has been, along with Grubauer, pretty much been left out to dry this game. It was just an ugly, ugly first 2 periods for the Caps. Going into the third at 2:54, however, Marcus Johansson scored his 11th of the season from Jason Chimera, his 14th assist of the season. But then after that, starting at 7:20, Mark Pysyk was called for interference. And then at 10:43, Marcus Foligno and Tom Wilson were both getting 5-minute majors for fighting. Then at 12:48, Aaron Ness got called for holding. And then at 14:12, Zach Bogosian and Jason Chimera were both called for roughing. At the end of the game, the Buffalo Sabres won 4-1. Shots were 34-29 in favor of Washington. Faceoffs were 29-27 in favor of Washington. Hits were 18-17 in favor of the Sabres. And on the power play, the Caps were 0-4 4, where Buffalo was 1-5. This game was just ugly for the Caps. They were undisciplined, they weren't connecting on passes, they were passing when they should have been shooting. Overall, just an ugly game for the Caps. They better have their heads on straight when they face the Rangers next up. But on a side note, I do want to say that Mike Richards, to me, did play well in this game for his first game as a Washington Capital. So a general theme probably throughout this episode and maybe the next couple episodes will be more analyzing Mike Richards being how he is now with the team. And speaking of the Rangers, the Capitals hosted the New York Rangers on January 17th. Lineup for the Capitals was Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Marcus Johansson and Tom Wilson, Brooks Lake with Mike Richards and Stanislav Galiv, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Nate Schmidt, and Aaron Ness with Taylor Chorney with Braden Holtby back in the net. In the first period, Justin Williams was called for slashing at 3:32. Then at 10:17, Chris Kreider scored his 8th of the season from Ryan McDonagh and Matt Zuccarello. Then Dan Boyle was called for cross-checking at 10:31. And then Derek Brassard was called for holding the stick at 16:34, which on that power play at 18:01, Alexander Ovechkin scored his 27th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov, his also 27th assist of the season, and Dmitry Orlov, his 13th assist of the season. At the end of one, it was tied 1-1. Shots were 13-8 in favor of the Rangers. Faceoffs were 11-9 in favor of Washington. Hits were 11-10 in favor of Washington. The Rangers were 0-1 on the power play, and the Caps were 1-2 on the power play. Not a great start to the period, but the Caps came back and responded well by tying the game at 1 apiece. Mike Richards, in his second game with the Caps, almost scored his first goal on an amazing play. And, of course, Alexander Ovechkin scoring on the power play yet again. In the second period, Rangers got a penalty when Dylan McIlrath was called for slashing at 5:58. And on that power play, Marcus Johansson scored his 12th of the season at 7:18, assisted by Nicholas Backstrom and Matt Niskanen in their 29th and 17th assists of the season, respectively. Then at 8:20, Justin Williams scored his 14th of the season from Taylor Chorney and Andrei Burakovsky, their 5th and 11th assists of the season. And then Matt Niskanen was called for tripping at 9:36. Then JT Miller was called for hooking at 14:45. At 17:28, Chris Kreider scored his 9th of the season from Rick Nash and Derek Stefan. At the end of the second period, the Caps were up 3-2. Shots were 24-18 in favor of the Rangers. Faceoffs were 26-18 in favor of Washington. Hits were 17-16 in favor of Washington. The Rangers were 0-2 on the power play, and the Caps were 2-4 on the power play. This was a better period for the Caps. They scored 2 more goals, with one being on the power play. They need to play smart and stay out of the penalty box, especially with it being unknown if Braden Holtby, leaving with a little more than 2 minutes left in the period due to dehydration, what effect that'll have on the team. Well, going into the third period, 4:51 into the period, Justin Williams scored his 15th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Andrei Burakovsky, their 28th and 12th respectively. And then Evgeny Kuznetsov was called for a penalty at an undetermined time that I cannot remember, that I did not note. And then at 18:09, with the empty net open, Justin Williams scored his 16th of the season, which was unassisted, marking his first hat trick with the Washington Capitals and his second hat trick of his career. And then at 18:20, Mike Richards was called for tripping. The Caps would go on to win 5-2 over the New York Rangers. Shots were 33-24 in favor of the Rangers. Faceoffs were 42-29 in favor of Washington. Hits were 30-21 in favor of the Rangers. The Rangers were 0-4 on the power play, where the Caps were 2-4. This was a much better game for the Caps. They played much better in all 3 zones of the ice. Also, Mike Richards, in his second game with the Caps, has been showing promise and has been contributing in time he has been getting in the games. Richards is someone to continue to watch going forward, especially after being put on the penalty kill as much as he had, which has shown that he is making some sort of an impact on that already. And with that, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll be doing the NWHL report. Looking for a good time with some hard-hitting action, then come out to Joppa, Maryland for Maryland Championship Wrestling's Extreme Anniversary on February 13th at the MCW Arena. Come see special guests Matt and Jeff, the Hardy Boys, and see 9 hard-hitting matchups, including King Ryan McBride defending his MCW Heavyweight Championship against Matt Hardy. For more information or to purchase tickets to Extreme Anniversary, visit MarylandWrestling.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey fans, Snowmageddon 2016 edition, and we're doing the NWHL report now, which is brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016 at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, the newly announced Kevin Smith for the Friday only, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com. And for the NWHL on 117, the Connecticut Whale took on the Boston Pride. The Pride received goals from Hillary Knight, Jordan Smoker, Gigi Marvin, and Amanda Pelkey en route to a 4-1 victory over the first place Whale. Boston goalie Brittany Ott picked up her league leading 8th win of the season, and Tara Tomimoto would score the lone goal for the Whale. Also on the 17th, Buffalo Buttes versus the New York Riveters, trailing 5-2 in the third period. Buffalo staged a dramatic comeback before stunning the Riveters for an overtime victory. Emily Falzer scored a goal and netted the shootout winner for the Buttes. Also, Courtney Kunichika scored a pair for Buffalo, including the game-tying goal with only minutes left in regulation. New York scored 3 power play goals, and Morgan Fritz Ward and Bray Ketchum each netted a pair for the Riveters. The NWHL standings as after those two games left in first place the Connecticut Whale at 11-2-0 with 22 points, second place the Boston Pride at 9-3-1 with 19 points, third place the Buffalo Buttes at 3-8-2 with 8 points, and also in fourth place the New York Riveters, who also has a 3-8-2 record with 8 points. Then on the 19th, the NWHL Player of the Week was named. The NWHL announced that Buffalo Buttes goaltender Brian McLaughlin has been named Player of the Week. McLaughlin replaced Kimberly Sass midway through the second period of Sunday's Buttes Riveters game, with her team trailing 4-2. She made 23 saves on 24 shots over the final 34 minutes of play, regulation, and overtime, allowing Buffalo to stage a 3-goal comeback en route to a 6-5 win. And on tap for the NWHL is that this weekend is their All-Star weekend. Starting with yesterday on the 22nd, you had the All-Star Game Dinner hosted by the NWHL Foundation, which was held at the Banchetti by Rizzo's at 550 North French Road in Amherst, New York. It featured an open bar, buffet-style dinner, silent and live auction appearances by the All-Star players. Then today, January 23rd at 8:45 p.m. at the Harbor Center is the Skate with the Stars VIP access, which is where all the VIPs who purchased the All-Star Weekend package get to go to the All-Star Game rink and had a chance to skate with the players who are participating in the All-Star Game tomorrow. And then on Sunday, January 24th is the 2016 NWHL All-Star Game. Doors will be opening at 1 p.m. for a 2 p.m. start. The location will be at the Harbor Center once again. Tickets are $25 online and $30 at the door. It'll feature a 4-on-4 game between Team Knight and Team Falzer, and then a skills competition between the two teams as well. And with that, we will be coming back from the break. And remember, for more information on the NWHL, visit nwhl.co or follow them on Twitter at @NWHL_. And with that, we'll be coming back from the break. Ladies and gentlemen, that next big convention's right around the corner, which is AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com today. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, Snowmageddon 2016 edition. And now we're going to be doing some more Caps game breakdowns, starting with the 19th of January when the Washington Capitals went to visit the Columbus Blue Jackets. Lines for the Capitals was first line of Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom, TJ Oshie, followed by Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, then Jason Chmiro with Marcus Johansson and Tom Wilson, and then Brooks Like with Mike Richards and Michael Latta on the fourth line. Defensive pairings were Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen and Dmitry Orlov with Nate Schmidt, Ryan Stanton with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby starting in net. In the first period, Nicholas Backstrom was called for interference at 3:02. Then at 9:30, Kirby Reichel scored his first of the season from William Karlsson and Rennie Bork. Then at 12:15, Nicholas Backstrom scored his 14th of the season from TJ Oshie and Alex Ovechkin, their 13th and 14th assists of the season. And then at 15:52, Jason Chmiro scored his 13th of the season from Marcus Johansson, his 17th assist of the season. Washington would be up 2-1 going into the first intermission. Shots were 12-5 in favor of Columbus. Faceoffs were 13-7 in favor of Columbus, and hits were 13-9 in favor of Columbus. Capitals had no power plays, and the Blue Jackets were 0-1. It was not a great start to the game, but the Capitals responded well and most importantly woke up and started to dominate. The Caps will have to continue with what they are doing going forward for the rest of this game. Then going into the second period, Justin Falk received a double minor for high sticking at 3:03. And on that double minor power play for the Washington Capitals, they scored at 3:16 and at 4:47. Alex Ovechkin scored his 28th at 3:16 from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Matt Niskanen, their 30th and 18th assists of the season, respectively. Then at 4:47 on the same power play, Nicholas Backstrom scored his 15th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Matt Niskanen, the 31st and 19th of the season. Ryan Stanton was called for holding at 9:15, which then at 9:35 on that power play for Columbus, Boone Jenner scored his 16th from Alexander Wenberg and Seth Jones. Then at 10:25, Andrei Burakovsky scored his 5th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, their 32nd and 16th assists of the season. Then both Michael Latta and Justin Falk both received 5-minute majors for fighting. Falk received 2 minutes for holding. Latta received 2 minutes for roughing. And Marcus Johansson received 2 minutes for holding, all at 11:27 of the second period. At the end of the second period, Washington was up 5-2. Shots were 19-20 for Washington, 23 for Columbus. Faceoffs were 24-18 for Columbus. Hits were 20-13 for Columbus. And the Caps were 2-for-2 on the power play, and Columbus was 1-for-3 on the power play. This was a solid period for the Capitals. They made both of their power play opportunities count, and they are playing much better this period than in the first. Key going into the third period will be staying out of the penalty box and dominating the game in the Columbus's zone. So to start the third period at 5:07, Ryan Murray scored his 4th of the season from Kirby Reichel and Seth Jones. Then on a penalty shot, Alex Ovechkin did not score at 10:40. And then with the empty net open at 19:27, Marcus Johansson netted his 13th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov with his 33rd assist of the season. Washington would go on to win 6-3. Shots were 35-28 in favor of Columbus. Faceoffs were 34-29 in favor of Columbus. And hits were in favor of Columbus 27-17. Caps were 2-for-2 on the power play, and Columbus was 1-for-2. Overall, this was a great game for the Caps. They were strong on the power play, and after a slow start to the game, they took over. A good win for the Capitals in the books. And then on 1/22/16, the Anaheim Ducks versus the Washington Capitals was postponed due to the blizzard. And with that, we are going to go to break because there's nothing to analyze about a postponed game because there was no game. So when we come back from break, we'll be doing NHL news and notes.
Tilted Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for your Serious Hockey fans. And it is now time to do some NHL news and notes. And we start off with the 16th of January when the Los Angeles Kings agreed to terms with center Anze Kopitar on an 8-year contract extension. Financial terms were not disclosed, but TSN has reported it's worth $80 million. $1 million for a $10 million average annual value. The first 4 years of the contract contains a no-move clause, and the final 4 years, a limited no-trade clause. Also on the 16th, Brian Elliott made a career-high 46 saves, and Yuri Laterra scored at 2:04 of overtime to guide the St. Louis Blues past the Montreal Canadiens and to a 6-2-1 record in their past nine games at the Scott Trade Center. On the 17th, the Edmonton Oilers announced that they have signed goalie Cam Talbot to a three-year contract extension. And on the 17th, Jonathan Toews and Marian Hossa each registered 3 points to guide the Blackhawks to their 11th consecutive victory. On the 18th, the NHL Three Stars of the Week ending on 117 were announced. First star was Patrick Kane, right winger of the Chicago Blackhawks. Kane tied for the league lead in points with 7 as the Blackhawks won all 4 starts to move into first place into the Central Division. Second place was Sam Bennett, center of the Calgary Flames. Bennett led the league with 6 goals in 3 games as the Flames gained 3 of a possible 6 standing points. And the third star of the week was Anze Kopitar, center of the Los Angeles Kings. Kopitar tied for the league lead with 7 points in 3 games as the Pacific Division leading Kings gained 4 of a possible 6 standing points. On the 19th, the National Hockey League announced that John Scott will captain the Pacific Division team at the 2016 NHL All-Star Game in Nashville. Scott, who was traded to the Montreal Canadiens by the Arizona Coyotes last week, was elected to be the Pacific Division captain in the fan vote. On the 19th, the Boston Bruins and Montreal Canadiens will auction and autograph their game-worn jerseys from that night's contest at the Bell Centre, with all proceeds going to support Boston Pride forward Dena Lang in her rehabilitation and recovery from the injury she suffered while playing in the Outdoor Women's Classic. The Bruins and Canadiens will wear their Winter Classic-themed jerseys for the game, the first against each other since the Winter Classic. To bid on the game-worn jerseys, please visit auctions.nhl.com/DENNALAING. On the 19th, Corey Crawford made 38 saves, including 16 in the third period, and Patrick Kane had a goal and assist for his third straight multi-point game to help the Chicago Blackhawks establish a franchise record with their 12th consecutive victory. On the 20th, the Tampa Bay Lightning suspended forward Jonathan Drouin indefinitely without pay for failing to report to an AHL game between the Syracuse Crunch and the Toronto Marlies. Drouin's agent Alan Walsh released a statement claiming that Tampa had a trade imminent and requested that Drouin only practice with which the Lightning refused. As a result, Walsh has stated that Drouin will no longer continue with the Tampa Bay Lightning organization in any capacity. It should also be noted that Steve Yzerman the next day came out with a statement claiming that there was no trade imminent and that he is still listening to offers, but nothing is set in stone or nothing is close to being done. This is more just a power play by the agent in Drouin, which will ultimately, in my opinion, hurt Drouin more than anybody else. Then on the 21st, the Chicago Blackhawks acquired forward Yuri Sekach from the Anaheim Ducks in a trade for forward Ryan Garbutt. On 121, the Edmonton Oilers announced that defenseman Andrew Ferentz will have season-ending hip surgery. And also on the 21st, the Montreal Canadiens goaltender Carey Price could be out for another 3 to 4 weeks recovering from a lower body injury, per general manager Mark Bergevin. Price has been out since November 25th, and rehab has been going slower than expected. Also on the 21st, Nikita Kucherov scored the eventual game-winning goal at 16:39 of the second period to lead the Tampa Bay Lightning to their 7th consecutive victory and halt the Chicago Blackhawks' franchise record winning streak at 12 games. On the 21st, Travis Zajac had not matched an NHL career high with 4 points, all of which were in the first period, as the New Jersey Devils raced to an early 5-0 lead en route to their third straight win, which was a 6-3 victory over the Ottawa Senators. Also on the 21st, the Pittsburgh Penguins scored 4 straight goals led by multi-point games from 4 players including Phil Kessel and Sidney Crosby to overcome an early 2-0 deficit against the Philadelphia Flyers. On the 22nd, Columbus Blue Jackets coach John Tortorella sustained 2 fractured ribs following a collision with forward Rennie Bork at practice. Tortorella did not travel with the Blue Jackets to Boston and is likely to miss tonight's game against the Bruins. Also on the 22nd, Roberto Luongo stopped all 27 shots he faced, including 12 in the third period, as the Florida Panthers shut out the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks 4-0. Luongo recorded his 4th shutout of the season and 72nd of his career, moving him solely into 11th place in NHL history. And then just announced this morning at 9:10 a.m., the game between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals, scheduled for tomorrow, the 24th, at the Verizon Center, has been postponed due to the blizzard. And along with the Anaheim Ducks-Capitals game that was postponed yesterday, the 22nd, both games will be rescheduled, and when they are announced, we will all know, and anyone who has tickets to those games, those tickets should be honored for those games. And ladies and gentlemen, on tap for the Washington Capitals, well, originally there was going to be a Pittsburgh Penguins game for the Capitals tomorrow on NBC, but now there's only one game, and that'll be on NBC Sports Network on Wednesday night, the 27th, at 8 p.m., when they take on the Philadelphia Flyers. So with that, thanks for listening to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. You can follow the show on Twitter at Experience Hockey, Facebook on facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And as always, we've been brought to you by the Tilt a Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilt a Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls. For more on Tilt a Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And from me to you, from a snowed, very snowy DC metropolitan area, stay safe. Until then, we'll see you on the ice.